This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Hi, this is Lynn Thompson with Living on Purpose. I've been musing about the word enough, and once I'd thought about it and wrote about it enough, it seemed like a pretty strange word, and it seemed like it needed to be explored a bit. And so, being the creative writer I am, I explored it. It's called Enough Already. When I was a young girl, I was given a 5-year diary in which I meticulously documented the days of play with my friends. Sometimes I would decline the opportunity to play again in the evening because I felt I had written enough for the day. What is enough? When I have more than enough, I feel selfish, guilty, overfilled. When I have less than enough, I feel hungry, undervalued, left wanting more. Having more than enough can be uncomfortable, like an under-exercised muscle. What to do with more than enough money when just enough or not enough are the habits of thought? Enough imagination is required to manage the unfamiliar. Enough is relative to what a person has come to expect. To the young man standing at the traffic median with a cardboard sign, enough is the amount of money needed to buy a coffee or meal, which also gives him permission to sit indoors for an hour. For the young woman driving by that young man, who is publicly declaring his need for help, it is enough that she has money for gas so that she can drive further in denial that she needs so much more. The heart of the next driver opens as he prepares to make a left-hand turn, sees the young man, and realizes, I have enough to share with someone who asks for help, and a coin is handed out the car window. Today it is enough that the bills are paid on time, and there is another level of enough where the complete amount of debt is paid in full. Although enough is often equated with money, one can have enough skill for a task, enough friends to get the job done, not enough information to solve a puzzle, and just enough energy to climb to the peak of the mountain at sunset. If there is just enough kindling to get the fire going this morning, in fact there is enough kindling. More than enough kindling would mean that I will have enough kindling to start the fire tomorrow morning too, in which case I may take it for granted and use it all up at once in today's fire. Then for sure I won't have enough kindling for tomorrow, and I'll need to chop some more. Will I then chop just enough kindling for one fire or for more while I'm at it? Is it better to have just enough rather than more than enough so that I won't overconsume? Enough can be used in a lament or a pessimist mantra. No matter what I do, it's never enough. It's never good enough. I'm not smart enough, attractive enough, rich enough. There's never enough time or water or food or housing or money to go around. Why do I want more, to do more, to be more? Is there an objective reality of enough? Or is enough always relative to what I've had before and to what I imagine is the ultimate goal of enough? Is enough all we can hope for and more than enough, asking for too much? When is enough enough? Will I ever grieve enough for small and large losses that I and each one of us on the planet experience every day? When our hearts are eclipsed by grief, let us trust enough to love again. While I am gifted with the breath of life, I have more than enough strength to get up and embrace each new day with gratitude. I am conscious of my inner and outer voices. I have enough time to listen with my heart, enough energy to do and be my best, through which the entire cosmos benefits. I am learning enough to work and share with others. I have enough inner resources with which to grow and thrive. As I slow down enough while driving, eating, writing, and conversing, my awareness of the beauty that surrounds me deepens my joy. One afternoon, during a forest walk, I stood still long enough to witness a mother wren leading the way for her young family's first flight across the path right in front of me. A gentle tug on my pant leg drew my gaze downward to see one of the wee, fluffy new flyers pausing there briefly in a beam of sunlight before launching again to join the others assembled among the ferns. In the moment, that was enough.